Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
How are you, Mick?
Good morning, Dave.
You're making a big claim there a few minutes ago, saying that you're part of a big Amazon Prime documentary. Why are they making a documentary about you now?
Well, they wanted to make one about me, but I flipped it over to be about Man United, you know.
Okay, so the new 99 documentary, which I have seen, and I'm sure most Manchester United fans at this stage have seen, is absolutely amazing. And look, even if you're not a United fan, maybe not if you're a Liverpool fan, but even if you're not, it's still an amazing documentary to watch, just to see all the footage and everything they had. But you figured a way to get yourself in there.
I watched the Beckham documentary. That it's David Beckham's production company, Studio 99, that made all this.
Yeah.
And I watched the Beckham one, and then my dad is a huge snooker fan, and so we loved the Ronnie O'Sullivan one they made last year. And at the end of that, there was down in the corner a kind of an ad for Coming Soon 99. So I just assumed they had it already in the can, ready to go. But I emailed the producer and told him I was at the 99 final in Barcelona, and I had my little palm corder with me, and I filmed bits. And he was intrigued by all this. And bear in mind, Dave, I was 9 rows behind the goal that all three goals went into.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, I was in the ninth row, and I had Ted and Ruby Walsh just down from me, and I had Jerry Kelly, if you remember, off
yes,
UTV Live.
I do, with yeah. Jerry, lovely man, lovely man.
Lovely man. He was a few rows in front of me. So we were in the right spot for it all, and I filmed little bits and pieces. A lot of it's shaky camera stuff, but
sure,
very, very authentic, you know, in the moment stuff. And I contacted him, said he'd love to see it, so I converted it and sent it over to him, and he said, listen, Mick, we're definitely going to use some of this. He said, we can get all the UEFA footage, the official footage,
yes,
but they want the kind of, when the ball goes into the net, they want that reaction footage. And they
because
want
I remember watching that moment in the documentary and thinking, it's so great that they got fan footage, and fair play to whatever fan that was that had the foresight to bring a camera in 1999, when video cameras were not sitting on tiny phones in your pocket. Like, they
true
were, I mean, I know you're saying it's a palm corder, which was about as small as they got those days, but they were still big enough, bulky things to carry around with you for a whole day at a match.
You were, and we'd know, if you remember, we'd know camera phones then, because someone asked me the other day, any photos from the match? And I said, Jesus, I don't. I haven't won. But I said to them, I filmed bits and pieces. So, yeah, and one of the things I did film in it was, when United were losing 1-0, I did film the scoreboard and the clock. And I'm
that was
filming
you!
It.
Oh my God, those bits are so good.
No, I was filming
good,
it
Mick,
going like 44
oh, I
minutes,
know.
58,
yeah,
59.
Yeah.
And then I said, why am I filming this? United are losing 1-0 and I'm filming this. But something must have told me, Dave, something was going to happen.
Well, as the famous commentary says, can Manchester United score? They always score.
Oh, now, Dave, they can score.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Those were the glory days back then. And come here, so that's your footage of the scoreboard. And then are you in it physically yourself at all?
Yeah, fair play to him. Like, there was only once, when I was there, I filmed loads in the crowd, and at one stage, for a split second, I actually turned the camera back around on myself and my wife, and thought no more of it. But fair play to him, when he was putting the bits of footage in it, just after United scored a winner, he puts in a blink and you'll miss it cameo 1 second or 2 seconds, just of me. So, you know, but it's blink and you'll miss it, you know.
Ah, that's so amazing, though, to be, listen, to have been there is just such an incredible thing. But to have the footage, and was this, you said you converted it kind of there and then, like, only recently, like, did you not kind of, this is not something that you'd have, you'd bring the lads around and show them, God, if I had footage from the 99 final, no one would ever hear the end of it.
Well, funny you say that, because about 20 years ago, when I had the footage, I did edit it down to about 15 minutes, 20 minutes myself, and I put the Clive Tilsley commentary.
Over, oh, wow.
Over, where were you when Man United scored with the last kick of the game? Where did you see it? And you can say I was there. That kind of Clive Tilsley bit. And I put that over, and I put the Champions League music over the beginning of it. Because my dad videoed weddings all his life, so
you had the editing gear and all, okay.
There was cameras there, and we were all mini Steven Spielbergs growing up, so that's probably why I brought the camera to the match, just to capture something,
And was there any issues getting into the ground? Because at the time, like, you know, as I said, smartphones, cameras, they weren't, like, they just weren't around, so it wasn't usual to carry a piece of equipment with you.
No, but I think what I done was, if you can, remember the little palm cutter, it literally just slid down onto your fingers and there was a little strap around yes. it and it just held. And I remember when I going into the ground, I had the camera on me hand. So they asked you to put your arms out and they start checking you down along. And so the camera's sitting on the end of me fingers. But they that's the last thing they're going to look at. They're more interested in going down your arms.
Yeah, and what's in your pocket or whatever. So, yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's how I got it in anyway, you know.
Brilliant. And then, so did you get any word back that your footage was definitely going to be used, or were you just kind of waiting to watch the documentary and seeing?
No, about three weeks ago, I got an email from the producer saying, listen, mate, we got your footage, we loved it, we're certainly going to use a certain amount of it, and you will be credited at the end.
Oh, you got a credit at the end at all, you divil.
My name's there, I'll send you a screenshot of it later. And it's, so yeah, that was, and I've followed, you know, 30 years I've been going over, and I've never seen them lose. That's the closest I've ever come to it, but I've seen them win, and I was there the night they won the first league title in 93 in the Black Farm. And then I was there for Ferguson's last home game when they won the one in 2013. So, and I've been to an FA Cup final win against Palace, a League Cup final, and the Europa League in Ajax.
So you've literally never been to a game and Man United have lost.
No, so you can tell I didn't go this season. and I won't be going on Saturday either.
You haven't been to an Old Trafford game since 2013.
I'm joking. My son Mike is a huge fan, so I brought him as well.
Class. Yeah. Listen, what an achievement. I mean, what an attic find, jeepers, to have that sitting there and then get it immortalised forever as opposed to, it's up there, so I must get it down someday. Now you don't have to. You just direct everybody to those. That footage in the 99 documentary, absolutely amazing.
Well, the thing was, I should have looked for it before I emailed you, man. And said I had it. Now, I knew I'm fairly good with stuff like that. I keep it well and, you know, had it, the tapes wound back had them boxed. And so I just knew I had it and it was just a matter of going up, finding it and then and converting it.
I was looking for an excuse to rewatch it again this weekend, but now I have it because I'm going to wait and watch it until I can see Mick's head for that split second. I can't wait to see it.
Well, you'll have to look carefully, but brilliant.
Mick, what a set of memories, and look, absolutely brilliant thing to have yourself immortalised on that screen. Fair play to you. Thanks a million for sharing that story. I'm buzzing now after talking to you.
No problem. Thanks a million, Dave.
Alright, all the best, Mick. See you later.
Take care.
Bye. Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.